my name is Michelle Kramer, your LCS Quality Assurance Specialist, and today I have Liz Barlow, Senior Director of Quality from Kindred Rehabilitation Services, who is a part of RehabCare, one of our valued therapy partners. With the new announcement from CMS regarding the patient-driven patient model payment model, PDPM, effective October 1st, 2019, we decided to take this time to discuss the need for accurate completion of Section GG of the MDS. Today, we want to discuss brief overview of Section GG, the new sections that will be added and included as of October 1st, 2018, and a few tips regarding communication between departments to set you up for success. So, Liz, tell us about Section GG and where did it come from?
Hi, Michelle. Yeah, first of all, thanks for inviting me to be a part of this conversation. GG was actually part and initiated with the Impact Act of 2014. And many of us at this point know that the Impact Act has several initiatives, but one of those in particular was to create cross-setting measures across post-acute care, SNF care being one of those. Many quality measures are coming out as a result of that initiative, and Section GG feeds into some of those quality measures. Right now, it's considered part of the Quality Reporting Program, or QRP, and facilities are currently measured by the percentage of completion of these items on the MDS. So at least 80% of the items that CMS has identified must be completed, must have 100% of the data completed. So Section GG is one of those that is looking at functional outcomes. So and again, currently 80% of the MDSs must have 100% of that data completed. And if they don't, then it can potentially impact a facility's annual performance rate up to 2%.
Wow. So this Section GG, isn't this the basis for a new system that CMS is proposing, the PDPM? Is that correct?
It is. It's going to play a really big part in it. And as you know, Michelle, I mean, for us, it was just released for us just within the last few days. And as I have taken a look at that, they are actually utilizing Section GG outcomes and measurement as part of some of the different case mix indices. So specifically for the PT component, the OT component, and nursing, there are GG sections that are going to be utilized to draw payment. And that's really new for us, right? Because historically, we've always used Section G. The RCS that was out prior utilized Section G as part of their measurement and their coding. But they removed all of Section GG in this PDPM proposed rule, and they are actually utilizing Section GG for that functional measurement. That's completely new, yes.
That's wonderful. I mean, at least it'll give us an accurate assessment of what the patient's level is.
Yes, I agree.
So what are some of the new sections that are going to be added to Section GG as of October 1, 2018?
Yeah, so CMS did add quite a few sections for us for October 1st. So I'm going to quickly go through those, and then we'll talk a little bit more about how to communicate and some things that I think we can all do, right, to help with that communication and discussion on our patients.
Great.
Some completely new areas. They're going to ask about assistive devices. So there will be a section. It's a checkoff. But if patients have utilized any type of assistive device, there are some options and you check those. So that's going to be new. In addition, there is now a prior functioning section. What's interesting about that is that there are four areas that they're asking about, which are self-care, indoor mobility, stairs, and functional cognition. But the method that they're using to score those are different than even the current measurement tools. So we're going to have to learn yet another way to measure. That being said, I think it's pretty easy to understand their definitions as they have them out right now. So prior functioning assistive devices, completely new. There will also be a new non-applicable option that they are adding in, and that is going to be considered a 10 What that means is that that could be used if a functional item or a functional area was not attempted due to environmental limitations. So for example, if we are trying to assess car transfers in a patient and it is snowing on the day of evaluation or snowing on the day of discharge, and there is just, it's not physically possible to get that patient out due to that, that would be an example of when we might use that 10 as non-applicable for completion of the functional item. In addition, CMS has guided us not to use dashes. You know, dashes are important because there are only certain places that they are allowing us to use those. Otherwise, we won't have completed the data that they're requesting. But they are saying that they will now be allowed with our goals starting October 1st. So that's also another big change for us. I'm going to quickly go through the self-care and mobility areas that they are adding. We've got four new items in self-care that include showering and bathing self, upper body dressing, lower body dressing, and putting on and taking off footwear. So footwear is separate from lower body dressing. They separated those items out. Mobility has quite a few more. There are eight new additional areas that include rolling left, rolling right, car transfers. I gave that example earlier. Walking 10 feet, walking 10 feet on uneven, picking up objects. So that's certainly going to test a patient's balance. One step, four steps, and 12 steps. So four new self-care and eight new mobility items we're going to be learning, Michelle.
Wow. So going forward, yeah. Section GG will be vitally important to complete the sections at admission and at discharge accurately, because skilled nursing facilities will begin submitting data on these four quality measures effective October 1, 2018. And they really include all that we've talked about, change in self-care score, change in mobility score, and then the discharge self-care score and the discharge mobility score. CMS will also be using the data to publicly display these measures based on four rolling quarters of data. So ideally, they're looking at initially using four quarters of discharges from January 1, 2019 through December 31st, 2019 for all skilled nursing facilities that have at least 20 eligible cases during any four consecutive rolling quarters of data being displayed. So Liz, what are your suggestions for our communities regarding the Section GG process between nursing and therapy?
Yeah, I want to talk about a few things that I think can help. One is, you know, making sure in each facility that there is a process in place and making sure that everyone knows what that process is. So I know right now, for example, rehab care enters the functional information into our system, and we have a sheet that should be provided to the MDS coordinator or for the designee in a building. You know, make sure that process is occurring and make sure that it's occurring timely, because right now, you know, the directions, as you and I know, could change, right? But the first 3 days is what the assessment window is for this. So make sure that therapy and the MDS coordinator or nursing are discussing a process and that everyone knows what that process is. Nursing and therapy should really be talking on a daily basis during some type of stand-up meeting. Some people call it a huddle meeting. I always feel like, you know, this is a great opportunity to talk about these items, to share, discuss, and not just really, you know, everyone says it's important to communicate. You know, I say communication is great, but really talk to each other. You know, don't talk at someone and tell them what you found. But if the nurse or therapist are discussing a patient and the other person doesn't know what they're meaning or are questioning it, then ask, you know, what do you mean by that? What do you mean by modest assist? What do you mean by that type of assist level? I think it's really important to both use similar language and to understand what each other means and not just take it for granted. And, you know, from a GG perspective specifically, remember as of right now that Section GG is still defined as usual. So therapy information is really just one piece of that coding. You know, what we can provide is only one piece, perhaps, of what usual is. what they do during the rest of the day or on day of admission or getting feedback from the family will be continue to be critical and vital in trying to determine and coding what usual performance is. So those are probably, you know, my key areas of focus is that, you know, processes and really talking to each other and make sure that you have, you know, daily communication of some sort so that you are talking to each other and knowing the information that you can share with each other during those stand-up meetings and daily.
Well, Liz, this was great information that you shared with us today about the importance of Section GG, what sections will be added this October 1st, as well as the importance of completing it accurately. You provided us with ideas and strategies to develop our communication within the community that is necessary to ensure the information is reflecting the patient's status at admission and at discharge to get ready for the new payment system, PDPM. Thank you so much for sharing your expertise with us today.
It is my pleasure. I'm happy to do it.
Legal disclaimer. LifeCare Services, LLC is not engaged in rendering legal advice. Therefore, any information provided in this podcast, although intended to be correct, is also not intended to replace or supersede the advice of your legal counsel. Also, thank you to Ben Sounds for the music provided in this podcast.